Hey everyone, welcome back to Critical Hit, Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Not gonna dance around this week, let's get right to it, Rodrigo.
That's right. So, when we last left our heroes, a giant, horrendous god monster had pulled himself out of Smith's chest. And now was standing there, languishing in its newfound freedom.
Well,
what the hell is that?
Can I turn off the breaker now?
Yes. Actually, it seems to be inservable now. It's not channeling energy anymore.
Very well.
It's pretty much dead. We'll go with that. It's pretty much dead.
I hate you.
Smith? Did you get any response from Smith?
Mm-mm.
Do we see his body?
Nope, there's just smoke coming out of that hole.
Smith?
There is no response.
What'd you do to Smith? As I address the thing.
Oh, hello. I did not do anything to your friend.
Is he okay?
Really, your friend was the one doing the disservice to me.
Who are you?
You don't recognize me?
No, I...
By the way, when he talks, yeah. It's just like this voice that just kind of appears in your head.
Okay.
It is. It's like three different voices that kind of flow in and out of harmony. It's nice. very unsettling in general. It's like there's almost a chord there, but then one of them falls back down, so it's always dissonant.
So he's auto-tuning the god?
Kind of.
All right. Note to self, begin harmonic effect now.
Right. Awesome. Well, I'm still describing him, though. When he talks, he also... the wolf heads on the side of his head kind of snarl and move their lips and lick their chops and just kind of in general look scary and nasty.
And flavor. Yes.
I think we would remember you.
Oh. I know you are all very tied to visual stimulus, but...
I remember you.
Yes, you do.
You look like Aurum when I talk to you.
I did. I am the thing that shatters the sky. Rightful ruler of the moon, and to a large degree, I'm in your debt. If you all hadn't made it all the way over here and used your friend as a conduit to set your world back the way it was, I wouldn't be free.
So you're in our debt?
I am.
Are you going to kill us?
Not unless I have any reason to.
Are you going to go about peacefully? Go about your business peacefully?
I will go about my business, but unfortunately I cannot accomplish my business peacefully.
What is your business?
I seek to subdue and eradicate the other lunar gods so that I can be the one true god of the moon.
And then what happens when you accomplish that?
I will be the one true god of the moon, I suppose.
Do you have anything against our plane, our realm?
I have nothing against it.
Are you going to try to take it over? You going to leave us alone?
Certainly not. I wouldn't say I would leave you alone. You see, and he waves his hand and the air kind of shimmers and you see this very complicated diagram full of sigils and it's really hard to understand. Currently, your gods from the natural world are engaged in a struggle with the gods of the moon.
Okay.
I seek to overtake the celestial sphere of the moon, the Menguant, and position myself as the only ruler of it. The easiest way for me to do this is to simply purge my brethren into the astral sea and your realms. Which would be very detrimental to your world.
Indeed.
Ah, so the side effect of you defeating your foes is damage to our plane.
As of my current plan, I suppose that would be true.
Any way you could do it without hurting us? Since you're in our debt, could we get some kind of assurance from you?
Certainly. Once I am the rightful god of the moon, I will build you a golden palace on the moon, or whatever you want. And you can live here the rest of your lives peacefully in opulence.
I'd rather live on my place.
Well, then you have to take what you get.
I'd like to live in my place without any damage, please. Since you are in our dead.
Golden Palace.
Huddle time.
Giant statue.
All right.
So what do you think? We're going to live in a golden palace, or what are we going to do with this guy?
I don't think that.
I think you just said, Gozer the Gozerian, please evacuate to the nearest convenient dimension. Thank you.
Well, he's trying to evacuate all of his old friends into our dimension. I don't think any of us really want to stand for that.
No, but I don't think so either. What are we going to do, though?
Probably die horrifically.
Well, we either, do something to change his mind, or we can prepare the world for the incoming incursion of many other horrible moon deities.
Here's what I know. When a new lunar god buds, one of those temples is created because they are vulnerable to the attack of their brethren, perhaps even to lower life forms. This radiation seems to be affecting me even more. 1 second. Calibrating. As I was saying, it is possible that this is a similar situation. He may not be at full power, if such a thing is possible.
So, if we were to move against him, now would be the time.
If there is any time to move against a god, now would be the most likely time. And then Coil shuts down.
Well, three against one.
You hear a completely different voice. Radiation problematic. Recalibrating. Reactivating factory presets.
Great. He's rebooting.
Quick, as we start that, remember what we'd learned before about He Who Shatters the Sky. If somehow we can get him trapped into some kind of an element, we should probably be okay.
Very well.
Nah.
Said that He Who Shatters the Sky was cast into something calcified, and he was trapped into the natural world.
Yep. Into?
Yes, into a calcified bone. I'm going to get him back into Smith. Think he'll fit?
I'm trying to see if I have any notes whatsoever about defeating He Who Shatters the Sky.
Now would be a good time for everyone to go back and listen to the previous 54 episodes.
So we're going to do it?
And then call us retroactively.
So if we're going to do it, let's just do it.
And you now have 2 weeks in order to contact us and tell us what to do. I got nothing beyond that he's just trapped in the natural world. Don't remember anything else from any of the other books that talked about this guy, about...
You do remember reading about a new god being weaker and taking some time to basically grab his portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
Celestial essence is just kind of out there for the taking, and a strong enough god can even steal domains off of other gods. So this might be like that, but clearly he's not a newborn. But it might be a harrowing enough experience that maybe it is. You don't know.
Okay. But we don't know if any of these, because obviously the robot's down. Mm-hmm. We don't know if any of these other towers was his previous home.
It could have been.
Okay. Torque, what do you think?
I think we ain't got any other choice. We've seen it this far. It's time to finish it.
All right.
Charge.
And break. Sir?
Yes?
We can't really allow you to bring any additional harm to our plane. So we're going to ask you to either disperse, or we're going to have to ask you to stop what you're doing, and we've got a mighty big three-quarter orc here who thinks he can do it.
I see. Well, by disperse, you do. I assume you mean leave and leave you alone and not carry out my plan.
Exactly.
As opposed to simply just dispersing.
Just disperse into a billion particles and cause no harm to anything, and just go back to where you came from.
I see. Well, I cannot do that for you. However,
you're in our debt. Remember?
Yes. I could simply go to my realm now and rest. Regain the entirety of my power.
I would prefer that not to happen.
I am in your debt, so if you want a fight to the death, I will fight you.
Well, we prefer not to the death. Perhaps we could fight you until you're dead? And we're alive, perhaps?
I can see...
Oh, we're gonna die.
I can see that you're a shrewd negotiator.
Well, you know I do have that +2 to diplomacy.
Amazing.
Oh, can I shoot him now?
We're all gonna die.
Hey, you guys said you wanted to fight him. I'm just trying to get him to go away.
To the death, didn't you?
I'm just trying to get him go away nicely.
You stay out of this. He doesn't have to shoot you.
So, what is your answer? Should I leave and carry out my plans? Do you want to use your favor for a fight? I suppose it would be a magnificent tale. If you actually manage to take down a god.
I think we're going to create...
And kind of give a raspy laugh.
I think we're going to create a dramatic tale that are going to have... be told for years to come.
Entirely possible.
I pack my pods in there in a protective case. Set them down.
Okay. Cool.
Quick cantrip that gets
to
thrown out.
To scatter them?
No, just a quick cantrip that says, do not open.
Okay.
Upon the death of us, do not open for 1 year.
Cool.
Okay. All right, let's do this thing.
Setting up a fight, setting up a fight.
4:30. Let's make this quick.
This is not going to be quick.
This is not going to be quick.
I hope you realize that this is not going to be quick.
This is
going to
be quick. We're all rolling 20s.
It took us 27 rounds to defeat a skeleton, and even then we all died.
I didn't die. I ran. But it took us 2 weeks to do that.
Yeah, where are you going to run to now this time?
I'm just going to keep running. Now, at that point, I turn my back on all of you and say, I'll take the Golden Castle. Thank you very much.
Done. Okay. As the thing that shatters the sky agrees to fight y'all, we'll get some initiatives here in a second.
I want to roll all my 20s to find out which one is best.
You can do that ahead of time if you want.
No, I mean... When you ask for roll initiative, roll them all,
okay.
And whichever one's the best will be the.
Okay.
They'll roll one.
That'll be good. Coil's eyes reactivate and factory presets reestablish, and he stands up. He reaches back, and a handle pops out of his back, grabs onto it, takes out a sword. Well, more of a Kopesh type deal. It has a big curve. Puts his other arm forward, and this kind of this razor fan type thing like comes out of it, so that he has a full on, we'll call it spiky razor shield type thing. You hear combat protocols initiate, and his head kind of pops in place. Rears back, and his entire head and spinal column kind of slither off of his body as his body kind of closes where that area used to be. And now there's basically this snake-like spine and head thing standing next to Coil, which is his spine and head. Let's see if I can find a good snaky-looking miniature.
Floating head.
Rodrigo,
you don't got one of those.
There's a Grick on the table.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cool. Okay. Awesome.
No flame centipede.
And as...
Might be a good idea for Torque to call his dog forward as soon as possible, too.
Yep. As Coil's abilities reset to when he was first created, as well as his voice box and personality... Which is why he might act differently during this fight. Rob now has a character to play.
Rar, rar. So, there you go. Man. Apparently it's an inherent design flaw in the model.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, all the time.
Have I mentioned that I hate you recently?
No. Not but you do get to play a pet ranger.
Nice.
Cool.
Like you've never done that.
Well, hey, at least you know
this
how
one's
it rolls.
Normal exactly. As opposed to swarm bees. Of bees.
Are you sure? Because I'm pretty sure this is a guy controlling his own head as a monster.
You're right.
That is a little weird.
Okay.
I know whenever I do
so
that,
what's going on here? Yeah. What explain what's going on
okay.
For our listeners?
So Smith's out of the fight.
Right.
Because he just got transmogrified.
Okay.
That's right. He's in a big, basically smoking crater.
Right.
So I'm giving him, since Coil reset to his original
warrior state.
That's right. I am giving him to Rob to play.
Okay. And so what is he? Is he still a war forged?
Coil is a shard mind.
Okay.
Ranger.
Okay. And the shard mind comes from
PHB 3.
So the latest edition of the player's handbook.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got this floating head, which is
It's not floating.
Oh, okay.
His head and spine have detached from his body.
Okay.
And are now slithering around. So he okay. has a serpent pet. He's a beastmaster ranger.
Okay. So.
Doesn't he need ferrets?
And a giant eagle.
Those are somewhere else. You don't want to know where those come out of.
Oh, I think I do.
Okay, so anything specific that a listener would need to know about how the Shard Mind character works with? Is this the same thing as Torque's dog?
It's similar. The difference there is that as a standard action, Rob can have the head attack by itself.
Okay.
Basically having it make an attack instead of him. He also has powers that key off of the snake being around. And unlike the dog, which everything it does is a minor action, the snake, whenever Rob moves, he can also have the snake take a move action.
Oh, okay.
So it's a little different.
So it's almost like playing, not quite like playing two characters, but
it's like playing
similar.
A character that controls another character.
Okay, all right. And again,
which
listeners,
exactly
if you want to check this out, yep. It's in the PHB 3.
Except, weirdly enough, just for the purposes of story, in this case, the pet is in control. Basically, Coil's consciousness is in the snake.
So, all right, so do you have...
another critter miniature.
For what?
Dancing weapon.
Sure. Actually, I have just the thing.
I love dancing weapon.
Can it be a salsa dancing weapon?
Nice.
Sure. Why not?
Awesome.
Here, hold on to it for now. And the dog's here in case you guys need it.
Dog attack!
And I think we are ready to roll initiative, so go ahead and roll your initiative.
I was looking in the book. Oh, Shard Mind, page 12 in the PHB 3, for mm-hmm. those that want to read up more on it.
Torque, what'd you get?
Yippee.
17.
Do you get arcane power? Someone say 21.
Yes.
Okay. What's your dex?
19.
All right, you go first.
Goes before you. So two 19s then.
Yeah.
Well, no, I had a 21.
Oh, 21.
I had a 21.
19 on a die, but yeah.
21. And Coil.
19.
Does he spell it with a Y and a final E?
No.
No.
C-O-I-L.
Damn it.
I assume my animal companion is a snake?
Yes.
Okay.
That's you should have a little, like a one-page
thing. I have a little companion thing somewhere that says spine, level 5, characters, head, and spine.
Okay. Yeah, it is a serpent snake type thing.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Rob, did you get a chance to read over your powers and stuff?
Most of them.
Okay. I think all the magic items... Actually, no, some of them actually do have properties.
Two of them have properties. One is encounter, one's a daily, so it doesn't matter which one I can choose both of them during the encounter, technically.
And you can go ahead and Randus can reach over and, you know, tweak your...
Kopesh.
Your sword arm or whatever.
Okay.
So that you can keep that thing that he gave Smith. That is probably lost because Smith is probably dead now.
I hate
You know, every time you say it, it makes it less likely.
So the temporary hit points, was that narrative? Or?
Yeah, that was narrative.
Okay.
The armor swap wasn't, though, and I'm going to set you on fire for it.
Sounds good.
It burns.
It burns. Okay.
So what? That just gives me plus two to Arcana, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
And that will be our downfall right there.
Probably.
Now he's going to start breathing fire, and we're all going to die.
Of course, he would have to blow it out two different directions, so as long as we stay right in front of it.
Yep. Top of the round. Aurum.
All right. Nice. Top of the round. Right away, I am casting Flaming Sphere.
Good call.
I am casting it with my Wand of Accuracy. And I'm casting it with a die that I hope rolls a nat 20.
Okay.
Now, let's see. I think that's like a range 20, so I know I can hit him from where I'm at. Let's see. 6 plus 14 plus 2 is 16 versus...
Reflex, I'm guessing?
Yep.
Miss.
Okay, but it does still create the...
Plus two?
Yeah. It still does create the fireball, doesn't it, even if it misses? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Fireball!
Don't forget, you do got that floating plus two you could use at some point.
Oh, that's only on my longsword, though.
Oh, right.
You're channeling this through your longsword.
Right. Well, I'm using my wand of accuracy.
Yeah, through your longsword.
Okay.
Yeah, but for that.
Okay.
Oh.
You could try using the floating plus two.
Well, then I can add a floating plus two, and that would put us up to what?
18? 18 versus
18.
Reasons. You're catching it in?
Sure, why not?
Okay, miss. Do it.
Oh, okay then.
Way to go, Brian.
Try.
Way to go.
Hey.
Okay.
It's my fault he rolled that.
Okay, I'm going to stay back for now.
Okay.
Flaming Sphere is in effect to sustain minor.
In full effect.
In full effect.
Da, 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 da.
And Randus.
Okay, very well. All right, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to give say assistant crossbow. He slaps it in.
Okay.
Like, okay, we practice this. I give him a dagger, throw him out, flies out to 6 squares. And now he's spinning in there in midair with a dagger in hand, now as casting my daily dancing weapon.
Nice.
And so now what
that's a minor action.
So the daily, so this, what you've just done is a, what, another controllable?
It's a summon.
Yeah, okay. He's just made another pet.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So everybody, like, and maybe if Torque calls his dog forth, each of us will have
Yes. If Torque someone activates his dog, then each of the
when
the
Torque
players...
activates his dog,
yeah.
Hit Torque, activate your dog.
What if I don't want a dog?
So what do you do?
Then I'm still trying to figure. So it's a melee one, but I don't suppose I could use that as a base attack as part of a charge.
I don't know. I don't know if summons have the basic ability to charge. I think they do. I think they do.
Yeah.
Okay, so I could spend a minor also, action to have him charge the big guy?
No.
No?
What?
No, as a minor action, well, actually, I would say as a minor action, you can just do what it says on the sheet.
All right.
Yeah.
Does it say that that's a basic attack?
No, it just says it's
then a... Does it have a basic attack?
Nope.
Then it can't charge.
It does have an attack of opportunity.
Yeah. But that only triggers on attacks of opportunity.
All right, then.
Maybe you should have stepped forward and then thrown it out there.
Well, either way, I'd still be using my move.
Okay.
So there's another minor action to move him around a flank. Well, I guess that's not actually a
flank.
No,
that doesn't flank.
That's okay.
Never mind.
That's all right.
Yeah, in that case. Where was he at? Two away?
Flanky.
Yeah.
There. Get him so maybe like something else, such as maybe a dog could flank.
Or Torque.
Or Torque. And then he's going to spend my last standard action as a minor action to have. Nah, I'm just going to leave it there. I guess I could do both. Yeah, I'm just going to leave that there for now. And I'm going to zap. Actually, how far is Torque?
Zorch. I am 7 squares.
Of course he is. Okay, then. Wait, hold on.
8 squares.
Life tapping. Oh,
Well, not like within 10 squares. So, yes, I can do that. Then I'm going to zap him with life-tapping darts.
Okay.
Big guy. My other daily with a standard action.
Good joke. What does that do?
It will do some damage to him and give you temporary hit points.
How many?
We'll see.
Ha-ha!
Ooh, that could actually conceivably hit.
100!
25 versus reflex?
Yes.
Awesome.
100 hit points.
Nope. You gain torque, you gain 10 temporary hit points.
Oh, I liked 100 better.
Well, 10's better than nothing. Nice. So, it'd be 21 damage.
Nice. Okay. Takes 21 damage.
I could spend an action point. Yes, I will soften him up with Scouring Weapon, hopefully.
Okay.
So, shoot him again with my X-Bow. Nice. Where's that bonus? Up there. So 28 versus...
Wow.
AC, I assume. I didn't write it.
All of a sudden in the big boss
fight. Does 28 miss anything?
Now's the time for Randus to level. Become a hero.
Da-da-da. Let's see. Scouring yes, weapon is AC.
That'll hit.
Nice. All right, then. Da-da. Two weapon, which is D8s.
Ernest Duthane.
Yeah, D8. 12 plus 6 will be 18 damage.
Okay.
And he's bloodied.
You wish.
I wish. Okay, where's that scouring weapon? And he's at minus 2 AC until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
Excellent.
Minus 2 AC. Cool.
Brings him down to a 37.
So that one's burned. All right.
Anything else?
I'm good for now.
Okay.
Let's see. Plop, move. Blast, blast, yep. Action point gone.
Okay. The thing that shatters the sky.
Big scary thing.
Will now go.
Crap. Nice knowing you guys.
It's going to eat your dagger.
Probably. That's right. It magically returns to my hand.
Oh,
does,
he takes... he automatically takes some damage.
Because mm-hmm.
he starts his turn right next to my...
Fireball!
It's a flaming sphere. It's a D4 plus 8, right?
Int.
See. So he takes 7 damage.
Okay.
How can he take 7 if the bonus is plus 8?
The modifier is plus 4.
Not 8.
I thought he said there was a bonus of plus 8. I'm like, wow. That's like Thaco right there.
Okay. And then he's going to... move, so
attack of opportunity. Little
guy gets an attack of opportunity. Rare.
My dagger. Ugh. That time, not so much. So that'll be 16 versus AC.
Nope.
Dang.
So he's going to move, we'll say, here.
Nice try, little guy.
Okay.
And... he's going to...
yeah.
open his arms, and this sphere of energy is going to manifest inside it, and he's just going to... the energy is going to wash over Orym and Randus.
Ew.
Let's see. Let me ask a question.
Okay.
Maybe it's shield that I'm thinking of. Okay, never mind.
That'll be a nat 20. So that hits.
Son of a...
you are both dazed, save ends.
Crap.
Okay. So what does dazed mean?
It means you can only take one action per turn.
Mm-hmm. It's so great that he plopped out all of our thingies now.
Yeah, and it hit you after you had gone, so...
Yeah, you know. I know, but still.
So does that mean I'm going to lose my flaming sphere unless I decide to...
Unless you decide to spend your entire turn sustaining it, yes.
Yep. Can we use action points?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of which, it's going to use its action points.
Thanks, Steven.
Hey, I had a mechanics
question. It's not even next to you.
It's going to just basically try to, with its big spider foot, try to stomp Orym. It's going to be a 24 versus AC.
Hit.
4. 13 damage. And he's going to push you one square.
Nice to get pushed.
Okay, I've got 25 hit points left.
Are you bloodied? Okay.
No.
I hope not.
Almost, though.
And that will be that guy's turn.
Ah, you got a healing potion.
Coil.
I do.
Yeah, you got...
No, I've got... I have no healing potions.
I know. Smith has 2 healing potions.
Yeah, those are definitely gone.
I hate you.
Yeah, well... Coil.
Oh, sorry.
Coil also hates you.
It's going to have to be Rob and Coil for a little bit because I don't remember.
Rob and Coil.
Rob and Coil. Reach. Move myself to here. That should be 5. No. Myself is the head, right?
Sure.
That's what you said. You know, consciousness isn't.
Is that all the farther you can go?
1, 2, 3.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that is all the farther you can go.
So you can't flank him.
Yes, I can. Circling strike. Effect. Before or after the attack, your beast companion can shift 1 square.
Shift.
Flankified.
Nice.
Yeah, isn't it great when you know your powers? I should totally do that.
And a natural 1.
Oh, nice, that bodes well.
Oh.
Anything else?
Action point. Do I have an action point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something better.
Feral Ambush. What's my beast's attack bonus? +9. Oh, goody.
Feral Ambush?
Yes.
I think she's a friend of Paris Hilton.
Hey, that's better. 23 versus AC?
Did you factor in the...
25 flank? Versus AC.
Hits?
Sorry. Nice.
Yay. What my damage does now.
Did you factor into -2 from Scouring Weapon?
Oh, yeah, that would miss.
Or that no. Would. That would have hit with the...
Yeah, that would've, it wouldn't have hit with the previous one, though.
Oh, it wouldn't have. Oh.
Yeah. Ooh, I get a 2d8 damage. Plus a bucket.
Yes. Also, I'm just gonna... Because that was a move action, so I'm just gonna say you designated him as your Hunter's Quarry, since you...
Oh, right.
That's okay.
I just
threw you into a ranger. It's all good.
There, he's quarried.
So ranger you probably throw in another d8 into
he's
that.
What, he's quarried? Oh, yeah. What does that mean?
It means...
Extra damage.
Hunter's Quarry is the hunter's extra damage thing. They target a specific character, specific enemy, whatever the closest enemy is they can target, and say, that's my quarry. Every time I hit him, I can, once per round, I can throw an extra... It's normally D6. He has a feat that makes it a D8 of damage in to hitting it.
Okay, cool.
But it takes a minor action.
And your quarry die is that big one?
Yep.
Yes.
Because the other two should be brutal. So.
Oh, no, they're not. Because it's the beast.
Oh, it's the beast one? Okay, cool.
I did not get a word of that. That was awesome. Game.
It's all good.
Apparently, more dice, more hits.
I know, but all I heard was nose, baseball, hieroglyphic, hopscotch pouch. Over across, up the thing.
20 damage?
Nice.
Excellent.
Yeah, 20.
See the words. I know the words, but...
Still ain't...
I do not bloody. Think they mean what they think they mean.
Huh?
Still no bloody, duh.
Nope. That's my action point, a minor action. Okay.
We're fighting a god, Ray.
One can hope.
He's depowered.
Let's cross the streams.
And... Torque.
All right, let's talk about this dog thing.
Mm-hmm. Activate it.
It's a full-scale action, right?
It's a standard action, yes.
I can still make a move?
You can still move and take a minor action.
You could have a minor action be the dog charge to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he could move up there.
Can I charge? If I take a standard action to raise the dog?
No, you have an action unless you point. Use an action point. If you use an action point, you can.
I say, do we need the dog's stats pulled up?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to see a man about a dog.
Onyx dog, right?
Okay. Standard action, activate dog.
I'm going to take the dog, I'm going to throw it on the ground, I'm going to yell, Kablamicus! Or whatever it does that calls the dog.
Okay. You play a little
bit. So at this point in time, I can now make the dog attack.
Yes.
I cannot attack.
If you spend a standard action, you could. Or, I mean, an action point.
Yeah.
If I do not spend any action points in this round, my dog can attack and I cannot.
Yes. Correct.
Dog attack.
Okay.
How does that work?
Roll me a d20.
14.
Either one.
Okay. Dog has a plus what?
I have no idea.
I want to say the dog had a plus 5 or a plus 7 last time. You kept trying
sure
to remind
plus
me.
7.
So 21 to hit.
But it's not pulling up the actual information under the character builder.
Torque, can you move your dog to this square instead of that square to attack? Well, actually, I guess it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I can move the dog wherever is most...
No. It doesn't matter this time.
Statistically anomalous.
But just be aware, everyone, that the flaming sphere, any creature that starts its turn next to the flaming sphere...
The flaming sphere will burst into flame.
...will take damage.
They'll take 3 whole points of damage.
Here are the stats on an Onyx dog. Initiative, same as you. Senses, perception, plus 7, low light vision. It's got 9 hit points. Its bloodied value is 4. Its AC is 16. Fort, 15. Reflex, 14. Will, 13. Speed, 8. Now, when you... As a free action, you can spend a healing surge when you activate him to give the creature temporary hit points equal to your healing surge value. So that would give him an additional however many temporary hit points. Matthew, do you want to do that?
Hell yeah, I want to do that.
Okay.
13. Excuse me, 14.
Yeah, 14. So he gets that as temporary hit points, I think. Yep. So here's his attack. Plus 7 versus AC.
Mm-hmm.
1d6 plus 3 damage.
Blam.
Okay.
So he hits.
What does he roll?
He rolled a 14 plus 7 is 21, so he hits.
Versus AC.
Did it charge?
Yeah, it charged. So it's an additional 8, so 1. 22.
So it hits.
Will hit because of the scouring weapon.
Two. Yay!
All right, roll
a
d6.
Good.
The dog goes, ang, 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 ang. 4.
Okay, so that's 7 altogether then? Or were you adding in?
Yep.
Okay.
No, that's, yeah. 4 is what I rolled.
Okay.
I have a plus 3 to damage?
Yes.
Where'd I get that?
That's just the dog's plus 3 to damage.
So the dog
has got sharp fangs.
Plus 3 damage.
Got correct. It. Okay.
I'm gonna write that down.
Anything else?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hang on, I'm writing things down so I actually know about my character.
Okay.
Good go.
I decided to be unique this week. I am how far away from the thingamajig?
One, two, three, four yeah. squares.
Is that long enough to build up a decent charge?
Yeah.
Yes.
All
can
right.
Go the 5 and flank with the charge? Or no, he has to go to the first available square.
I'm going
to
cash in my action point.
Okay.
I am going to attack. Well, basically, I am going to charge at full speed and use my Comet Fall charge and hit him square in the chest.
Nice.
Cool.
With a Gnarg.
Gnarg.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. My daughter blessed these dice before we went, and this is the time to get
that blessing.
That number with the 0.
The 10.
Shut your hole. All right. My plus 12, 30 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay.
That's still
Comet Fall
blessing.
Charge does 3 weapon damage plus my strength modifier plus my constitution modifier.
Nice.
Do you want to throw in Furious Assault into that?
Yes.
So it's four
weapon damage, plus my strength modifier, plus my constitution modifier. So I roll the 12 four times.
Yes.
Yes.
9, 7, 8, 3, 27.
Plus your standard damage.
Plus my standard damage is plus 7.
Okay. 34. Plus your con modifier.
Con modifier is plus 2, 36.
Okay, so 36.
And 36 points of damage.
Nice.
And a Gishnarvent. I still have a minor action?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Actually, no, because you charge. Yeah. A charge ends your turn no matter what, but I don't think you had a minor action left.
I could.
You used the minor action for your dog to charge?
Yeah.
Dog attack! All right.
Did he ever actually make a move, though?
So the action point gives me a one full standard action or one full new move minor standard?
No, it just gives you one action of your choice.
Got it. Okay.
No.
And
I thought it was one new attack phase. Did he make the dog attack twice?
Yeah. But the dog couldn't make another action because it had charged.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Dog attack.
So that's going to bloody him.
Yes.
And he's going to use his energy wash attack again.
We're all close by. This sucks.
Energy wash! When your energy isn't clean, buy new energy wash.
That's going to be a...
Hi, Doc.
2 against
28 AC. Versus Will.
Your mother!
28 against Will.
Yep.
Hits.
Okay. Everybody's dazed. If you were already dazed, that doesn't matter.
You're dazed and confused.
We're double dazed, so we get two actions.
That's right.
You have to talk like Matthew McConaughey for the rest of the game, man.
Man, these guys keep... Around? I keep getting older, but these guys keep staying the same age.
No, he was bloodied.
No, he got bloodied.
Oh. Okay, never mind.
Atomic dog.
Never mind. Keep your mind in the game, man.
Woof, woof.
Okay.
I'm still trying to learn my powers, damn it.
And I believe that ends Torque's turn. Aurum.
Does it?
Top of the round. Okay, so when I do
a
saving...
Picture?
I did.
Okay.
When I do a saving throw, when does that happen? At the end of my turn?
Yes. Mark, probably.
Yes. Does that happens at the end of my turn?
Yeah.
Even if I cash in an action point?
Yeah.
Cashing in an action point.
So if I cash in an action point, I can still only do one thing?
No, you can do two things.
Two things.
So I still get a minor and...
No. You get... Basically, you get... Right now, you get one standard action.
Okay.
That you can cash in to do a move or a minor.
Okay.
If you spend an action point, you now get two standard actions this turn, which you can cash down appropriately.
Okay, so what I want to do is I need to move this fire flaming ball over here and use a minor to sustain it, right? Can I do that? Without cashing in the action point.
You have to cash in the action point.
You have to cash in the action point because that's two separate actions.
Oh, well, that really sucks. And then I have to do this, and then you won't let me use my other action point for the rest of the game.
The rest of the encounter. Not for the rest of this fight, no.
Yeah, I tell you what, Wizard, your rules are screwed up. I should be able to continue to use my action points until they're gone. So I guess I'm going to have to...
Just be glad he dazes and not stuns.
Oh, just wait till you guys start failing those saving throws.
Oh, frack.
Oh, for the love of Mike.
All right.
At least I don't got to sustain my assistant.
There's no saving
throw. I have to use one of my action points just to sustain that.
Okay.
And saving throw.
Okay.
Yay!
Do I add anything to that?
No. But did I make it?
Ice cream truck.
Is it a 15? Is that or is
10.
It a
10?
10. Okay, then it's a 16, so I'm no longer dazed.
Okay, Orm is no longer dazed.
And Brian go.
Brian.
Man, I wish the move and the sustain would have allowed me to do that, because then I could have done some other stuff. That would have been cool.
But you're not dazed anymore.
Now.
Can't push him. Dang it.
Until he attacks again.
Maybe.
Presuming he can use that power again.
It might be a recharge power. That automatically recharges when he gets bloody.
A what power?
Recharge.
Okay.
Ah.
I'm going to press the button.
Enunciate.
All right. Pressing the button on my crossbow to sprout out the dagger.
Okay.
And I'm going to stab him with magic weapon.
Awesome.
Bayonet.
Yep. Pretty much. Maybe not. I stab at him with... That'll be an 18 versus... 18 versus AC. Not even with the minus two? Nope. Okay. Just checking.
Nope.
Dun, 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 dun,
flash! Save?
Yep.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay. No, you are unconscious.
Oh, yay!
No way!
Randus falls asleep.
You guys got this right. I'm just going to go take a nap.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the way powers work.
And at the end of your turn, his minus two goes away, or does he have to save?
It's at the end of my turn.
Okay. So, that's Randa's turn. Thing that shatters the sky will now reach over and, as he is now asleep, take a little piece of Randa's soul and
eat it. He's using that!
Flaming sphere.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Roll me some flaming sphere damage.
That's yeah!
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 You're trying to jib me out of my flaming sphere as it is. Seven.
Is anybody else hearing Janis Joplin singing right now?
No. You might be having a stroke.
Take another little piece of my soul now, baby!
Okay.
I'm in a particularly musical reference mode.
That's good.
Are you in reference mode? Episode. Really?
He's going to chomp soul. I might not hit.
We'll you missed. My soul ducked.
That's going to be...
Does it start with a 20?
Yes, then but yes. It's versus AC, apparently.
That's still a yes.
Okay.
He attacked him?
Yeah.
He chomped my torque. Soul.
Smack him.
Hmm. All right, I will. Attack of opportunity.
Oh, bah, 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 bah. You can't take immediate actions if you're dazed.
Oh, Torque's dazed.
Son of a
yeah,
monkey.
All of your days.
Not me.
Is my dog
yeah, not Aurum anymore.
But that attack didn't provoke dazed? An opportunity?
I don't believe your dog is dazed.
No, it's a melee different? Attack.
Okay.
My dog can bite.
Well, okay. Are opportunity attacks, can you not take them while dazed?
Yeah, neither one.
They're different from... Okay.
Opportunity or immediate.
Just making sure.
Okay, so...
I'm going to need a page reference on that.
Okay.
It's in the back.
No.
Fine, let's look it up. Somebody PHB page. Me.
No, do not do it. I do not need to know it.
No, other PH1.
PHB1.
We're moving on.
How about
we're
we PHB
on.
Alex?
Okay. Just to make sure, I don't want to jip you guys out of your actions any more than
especially
I already
since
have.
Since we already got a down character.
Rodrigo
how do you
Saint
wake up
John
from un- being
Francis
unconscious?
Ignatius Lopez. You do not need...
Eno. Okay.
Do you don't know how to wake up
no,
from
no,
being
I want to. I want to make sure. Let's see. Days. You grant combat advantages. You can take either a standard action, a move action, or a minor action on your turn. You can also take free actions. You can't take immediate actions or opportunity actions.
Okay.
You can't flank an enemy.
Ooh. Okay, then.
There you go.
More D10s.
More. Crap.
Did
you spell more, M-O-A-R?
Take 18 psychic damage.
Yay!
And you see the thing that shatters the sky seem a little bit healthier. Like he has more pep in his step.
Ah, crap. Is he still bloodied?
Yes, he is still bloodied.
Good. Son of a banana hat.
You say 18?
Mm-hmm.
Not yet bloodied.
Close though.
And he's gonna go ahead and in the square shift, and that'll be his turn. Coil, aka Rob,
yeah,
aka Train,
who is
aka
dazed?
The ladies' man.
Ah.
Can use both attacks while. Dazed or something.
If he has a standard action, he may have an attack that allows both him and his pet to attack. That would count. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm asking.
He'd be able
do
to
you
that.
Have one?
I'm looking. Actually, right now, what I was looking to see is if I had something that could move him.
Would his brain be dazed, being behind the creature?
His body is currently dazed. It is burdened with this astral energy.
Um,
bite his knees off.
We're going to go with Sudden Strike.
Okay.
I had to make two attacks. First, the offhand weapon. That might hit.
Nice.
That should be a 25 versus AC.
That will hit.
For 6 damage.
Cool.
And then, effect, I shift one square and make a secondary attack against the target.
Where would you like to shift? Or would you like to not shift?
I would like to not shift.
Okay.
Keep the, blank.
Hey, nice. Better. 28 nice. Versus AC.
That hits.
And we'll go ahead and throw the...
Hunter's Quarry.
Hunter's Quarry in on this. Okay, this isn't calculating out the damage correctly on here.
Doesn't look like it.
So
really?
Because it's not adding. It says it's telling me 1d8 plus 2 is my damage on my Magic Kopesh.
That's just factoring the plus 2 first, Magic Kopesh and not as...
Yeah, it's just doing it for the first attack, not the second attack.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. So
plus strength 4, so...
Go analyze like the rest of us. 24. Make up a number and...
24?
Rodrigo.
24 damage, excellent.
24 damage, and he is weakened until the end of my next turn.
Nice. 1 second. How much? About 24. And he is a weakened.
And I will attempt to save.
Cool.
Attempt better than me. Or not.
Attempt worse.
Coil's body... also falls asleep. He is a god. He can do crazy things like that. I fall asleep, chair, and the chair just falls over. Okay. And Torque.
Those chairs. Always falling asleep.
So how does a dog attack work once he's already out?
You just use a minor action to attack. However, there's a problem. You're dazed, which means you only get one action. So you would have to either split it between your dog and you. You are also one square away from him and are too close to charge. So you would have to either, unless somebody can figure out another way, spend an action moving towards him, or spend an action moving your dog towards him, or whip out one of your ranged weapons and chuck it at him.
And since you've already used an action point, Matthew, right?
Yeah.
You
correct.
No more action points.
Correct.
But what does the most damage?
Have you guys, in Peanuts or like Calvin and Hobbes, you know when there's like that like tornado squiggle above an angry character's head?
Yes.
That's basically what Steven's doing right now.
Those are actually referred to as fumals.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Nice.
All right. I am going to, utilizing the power of the glow...
Okay.
Pull the throwing hammer that I keep. Get the throwing axe that I keep.
One of the
and throw it.
Half dozen throwing weapons that I told you to pick up.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's a throwing axe.
It doesn't actually make a difference which one it is. So you're throwing the axe.
I'm throwing an axe.
Roll it.
How do you throw an axe?
Roll your strength. Roll a d20. Plus your strength modifier, plus half level, so that should be that second column one. There under your modifiers.
You rolled a 1?
That sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, you rolled a 1? That sucks.
Trust me, I know.
Torque is like, aha, I will fight him with this smaller axe, and clearly he was expecting it to be a lot heavier, so... It just kind of shoots past the horizon.
1/6 gravity on the moon.
Yeah. It's a problem.
Don't worry. It'll circle back around and hit
him. Yeah, and hit him later. Awesome. If you get a nat 20 later, you should just describe it that way.
If.
All right. Top of the round.
Is it really top of the round already? Wow.
Do I get to save against my days?
Yes. Please do.
And you better save.
Please do.
How do we save?
Roll a d20.
Ooh, 15.
That'll
you
do it.
Save.
Yay.
Indeed.
You do not fall asleep. Okay, now top of the round.
All right. Orym. So, as a move action, I need to move my flaming sphere, but I cannot move it in between either of these guys because any creature next to it.
When they start their turn, they will take damage.
So, I can move it up to 6. So, I'm going to move it onto this side.
Okay.
All right. So, that's a move action. Do I need to do anything whenever I activate Guardian Blades?
It's a minor action, isn't it?
Okay, so I've used a move action. I still have a standard action, which I can split into two minor
actions? No. You can downgrade an action. You can't split it.
Okay. So how do I sustain and activate Guardian Blades at the same time?
You can then take your move action and downgrade it into a minor action to activate Guardian Blades, right? It's a minor action?
Right.
Yeah.
But I used my move action to move my flames.
So you could downgrade your standard action into a minor action.
Well, have you used a minor action yet?
No.
Okay, then you just use your...
To sustain.
To sustain, but can I activate my Guardian Blades?
Oh, if you cash in your standard action, you can, yes.
Okay, so then I can...
I forgot that you had already sustained it.
Right.
Or that you were planning on doing that.
Okay, so now I can activate Guardian Blades.
Yes.
Okay, then I have Guardian Blades activated.
Okay.
And then that's apparently the end of my turn.
Correct. And Randus.
What do I do?
Okay, nothing.
Go ahead and save.
Yay.
Save against...
Yay.
Save?
Your coma.
Yes.
All right. You're awake.
I is awake.
We'll talk about it next round.
Yay.
Your soul hurts.
Ow, my soul.
Yes. It feels like the essence of your being has been chewed on.
Bastard.
Wow. I think the way I was creepier.
Do-do-do. Just going to go ahead and... He's just going to go ahead and stomp Randus since he's down.
That'll make me bloody.
Ah! Then I will cash in my attack of opportunity.
You are not adjacent to him, nor did you have him marked.
He attacked him.
Oh, that's true. I guess he is marked.
Hey, minus two.
So he's attacking at a minus two. But you're not adjacent, so you can't attack him.
Aw, crap cakes. All these rules. You know, when I started playing this game, we just made it up.
We can tell.
That's going to be a 21 versus AC, already factoring in combat advantage.
Yes.
Someday I'm going to see you, Brian, and I'm going to hit you.
Buzzing.
And I want you to.
I imagine that the day that everybody meets is just going to turn into a free for all rumble.
Yep.
I'm going to pick Rob up and start hitting him.
I don't think you're going to be able to pick me up.
Ah, we've never met.
I'm also the biggest person in this room.
8 damage, sorry. 8 damage.
But I have that bloody makes.
Okay. You're not supposed to tell people, Matthew.
Oh, my bad.
For some undiscernible reason, you have a secret identity.
That looks just like him, only bronze.
Yep.
On a shirt when I see Prince Randus. I mean...
Prince Randus.
He's going to head and...
Awesome.
Provoke an attack of opportunity from Randus.
Nice.
And your critter as he's going to try to move around.
I guess I did try to stab him with a dagger. Let's see if I can try better this
time.
And
we're flanking him.
Nice.
Technically.
I roll a 2, though.
Hey, that might hit 23 versus AC.
Nope.
Crap.
Wait, 23 versus AC doesn't hit?
No.
No, he had a negative 2 previously. The 22 hit because he had a negative 2, so his AC is probably 24.
All right.
So he's going to move over here.
Your mother.
And that'll be his turn.
Did he just leap over them?
He flew. He like, vroom. Really, he went around, but yes.
In spidery fashion, that's way cool.
And
wait a minute. Let's see. Till the end of the counter until you become each enemy adjacent. So when he landed, he became adjacent to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he takes 4 damage
from
my Guardian Blade.
From entering an square adjacent to you?
Yes.
Okay.
It says, until the end of the encounter, until you become unconscious, each enemy adjacent to you that makes an attack... an attack roll. Takes force damage equal to your intelligence modifier. So no, he doesn't get any damage yet.
Okay.
He should. Just because I've got these blades, these big blue blades swinging around me.
Yeah.
Let's give him the damage anyway.
Okay. Steven, take 4 damage.
No, not me.
Coil.
Save versus
Is my pet able to... My
no. You are unconscious.
Yeah.
There it is.
Why is this coil no different than Smith?
Being bad at things?
How much damage was
prone.
That?
Eight? Huh?
Was that 8 damage?
Yes.
Okay.
Nope.
You don't have any bonuses like amulets or anything?
Don't believe so, no.
No savey save.
Flames.
Wait. Nope, okay.
Nope, okay.
Okay. Torque.
What?
It's your go, friend.
Alright, dog attack. Can a dog run, or does he have to use my move attack?
You would have to spend a minor action moving him.
Uh-huh.
And then he could charge in there.
Then he could attack.
And, yeah.
That seems senseless when I can attack.
No. You're spending a minor action to have him attack, and then you can attack.
Oh, he'll attack with my minor action.
Okay.
And hopefully flank on the other side.
Rawr.
No, yeah.
Can he only move him wherever squares? He can go?
Yeah.
Ooh!
He's charging. He has to go to the first available square.
Oh, in order for Torque to be able to attack, he has to charge.
Okay. All right.
What'd you get?
Dog rolled a 19.
Nice. That will miss.
But he's got a plus something.
Okay, well, give me the full number.
My bad. Jeez. Dog rolled a 19, 26 to hit.
27. Okay. Charged gets a plus
19.
One.
19.
Yeah, you get a plus 1 for charge. That'll hit.
Okay. Dog attacks for 13 points of damage. Rolled the wrong die.
Okay.
D6.
So, dog hits for 5 points.
Okay.
Now, dog is attacked. It's time for Master to do his job.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, if you get another 38 points now, or so, Matthew, that'd be awesome.
Do I have to charge to attack from here?
No.
No. You can spend your move action to walk pretty much
I'm
walk
spend
yourself
my
over
move
here.
Action. And I'm going to hit him with my comeback strike.
Yeah, you're not even hurt. I'd save that. Are you hurt?
Okay. I'm going to hit him with something. In
reaping,
the face.
Reaping strike?
Is reaping strike better? The covering attack and the reaping strike have the same damage.
Oh, okay.
No.
You can actually... You could move over here and try to use covering attack to move Orym out of melee.
That is a good
Let's
idea.
Let's do that.
Okay.
That is exactly what I want to do. Because the covering attack actually has better damage. Even though the reaping strike hits even if I miss, I think.
Do it, friend.
Frassaman. 17 plus 12 is a 29 to hit.
That will hit.
All right. 2 weapon, 12 and 12!
Nice.
Plus 7, so 24 plus 7 is 33. I'm going to shift Orym.
24 plus 7 is 31.
You shift me 1 square? Is that what you do?
I can shift you 1 or 2 squares to wherever it is most convenient for you to be. I'd like for you to be out of the melee so you don't get killdicated.
Okay.
So do you... I got a question.
What's up?
Your little dagger man over there, is he dispersed or is he still there?
He's still there.
Randus. Okay.
Yeah, he's just been... That's actually... Dancing Weapon is a pretty badass power.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It doesn't go away.
Oh, okay.
And I don't lose healing surges if it gets destroyed.
Oh, okay. All right.
It takes a minor action to attack with it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But you have to be awake for that?
Yes, you have to be awake for that.
Did Steven just take a shot? That was awesome.
I can't tell anymore.
I didn't know if it was its own because it's its own little creature.
Nothing. Pretty much nothing that you summon or create can do stuff without you.
All right.
He had that Stewie Griffin mocking Brian about his book tone of voice. So
you got to be awake. You got to be standing.
So how's that? Top of the round, Aurum.
Okay, so move action. Climbing sphere. Whatever, that's six. I'm sure it's six.
Yeah.
Minor to sustain.
Okay.
My attack is going to be psychic assailant.
Phantasmal.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I'm far as so phantasmal assailant. I'm trying. Okay. 4 + 8 = 12 against will.
Nope.
All right, so that misses. Let's see if there was anything. If I miss, nothing on a miss.
Any All effects? Right. Anything that just has effect?
Well, it says the effect takes, if it hits, it takes ongoing psychic damage.
Sometimes it'll have an entry that just says effect. Does it have an entry that just
says effect? Oh, it says effect. The target takes ongoing 5 psychic damage and grants combat advantage to all your allies. Save ends both.
Okay, so that happens.
Oh, so he does take psychic damage, even on a miss.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
5 ongoing, right?
5 ongoing.
5
and
psychic.
Whatever combat advantage everybody gets, they get. Which is, doesn't say...
Well, combat advantages plus two.
Okay. This is what you get when you flank.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And is he still weakened, or was that until the end of somebody's
turn? That was until the end of Coil's turn.
Okay.
Nice.
So he's still...
Yes. Should be.
Coil's already gone.
Oh, has? Okay. No? Wow.
That happened before Coil went unconscious.
Yeah. Right.
Coil's made a save since going unconscious.
Gotcha.
Cool.
So the damage I took, was that halved?
I think I halved it.
Okay.
Let's say yes.
Anything else, Aurum?
That's all I can do at this point.
Okay, Randus.
Suppose I better stand up.
That would be good.
Give a little whistle. My companion starts flying over. That's going to be a while.
Now, is that enemy? Adjacent enemies, or does it matter that you're next to the big snakehead?
It doesn't do any ongoing damage. He has to tell him to attack.
Oh, okay. Yep. Okay.
Let's see. Well, let's just go ahead and do altered luck. See if we can't change our luck. Well, we've had some pretty good...
Or at least alter it.
It's going to be a different colored luck.
We shall see.
It's still going to suck, Mark.
Hey, Randus.
So
your plus two is to any d20 roll, right?
It should be on to specific
that
weapon.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Never mind that.
So then this will be to pretty much... All right. So altered luck basically on him from me using my wand. Because I pop that out. And that is nothing. Well, let's see. Yeah, it's not going to hit. That's going to be 11 versus Will.
No.
God dang it. Yep, I'm down to that Wills.
Okay. So, thing that shatters the sky is going to take some ongoing psychic damage. And some fire damage. Go ahead and roll it.
Take on go. Psychic
7.
Take on go.
Oh, plus 5 psychic damage. You said you added that already? Okay.
Damage that is psychic. Right. Turtle power.
Oh, wait, there is an effect on that.
Okay, unaltered luck.
Unaltered luck. I keep forgetting because it's
why you
counter.
Choose your powers.
Yeah. All right, so one ally within burst. I'm not an ally, right?
No.
And Torque hadn't yet been hit?
Nope.
Coil, then. Coil's body. We'll get 7 temporary hit points. And a plus 2 bonus. Crap, here. No, that's not going to do you any good. Huh. You're still unconscious, right? Or did you save?
I'm still unconscious.
Yeah, okay. Well, you got temporary hit points.
What's the plus 2 bonus to?
Till the end of my next turn, you get a plus 2 to the next
attack.
Well, I guess maybe it's saving throw.
Because it might say saving throw on there.
He said, hinting broadly.
Skill check, ability check, or saving throw before the end of your next turn.
There you go.
Hey, I could have used that last turn when
now
I
now roll it by 7.
I will shove. I will shove your computer.
So
up
big bad guy is going to.
Wow, he's got to be pretty close. If he's been bloodied at a while ago.
We'll
Fork
see.
Hit him at 20-something. I hit him at 12 just now.
We'll see.
Remember,
he's also eaten Peter part of my soul, and therefore...
Oh, so he may have gained some...
You've got to knock Bowser down 3 times before he's gone in Super Mario.
I was just curious. It's just me trying to calculate some things.
He's going
to
hit Torque.
No! Just for saying that.
Yep.
I'm going to duck.
Probably. That's going to be like 19 versus AC.
Nice.
I'm going to dramatically block it with my axe and yell in his face.
Nice.
You shall not pass! Or as Torque would say, stop it!
And he'll end his turn. But before that, you can actually have your dog attack him, Torque.
Dog attack! Dog rolls a 2.
Okay.
Plus 7, dog rolls a 9 to miss.
Okay.
It happens.
And yes. Coil.
Twice in this combat.
Attempt to wake up.
Okay.
With a plus 2.
Just pretend it, you know, first aid.
Yep.
All right.
Did you just call
That's
a
21
a for another player?
Coil's awake.
Rodrigo, I want you to lean over and smack him.
What?
I usually just smack these guys around after the game. Right. I was like, the people expect a certain level of entertainment. And just smack the crap out of
them. I think they're getting it.
This is what happens at work. If one of my agents says, I'm going to get a no today, and they do, I hit them.
Nice.
Don't call bad things.
So Coil's reactivated. That's good. Torque.
What?
It smack is him. Your go, friend.
Hit him, kill him, take him down.
What have I got left?
Where's you got a doggy got next to you?
I got that. So my dog attack was a reflexive dog attack?
Yes. Yeah, because he attacked someone, because he attacked you.
So make the dog attack twice and then attack yourself.
Yeah.
Well, not standard. I can take my minor attack and have the dog attack.
Right. You could do it twice if you cash in your move.
Dog attack!
Alright, dog attack the first. What do you get?
16 misses.
Correct. Dog attack the second.
A 22 also misses.
Correct.
Dang it.
Son and now, of a monk. Now torque attack. What are you using?
I
think you're down to reaping strike.
Yeah, save comeback strike till you know you're actually hurt.
Well, I still have my unstoppable. Well, comeback strike does more damage, though, on that first... Yeah, rock, paper, scissors. 1, 2, 3, shoot, reaping strike.
Are you playing? No, don't ask. I do not want to know. I don't want to know what just happened.
Rock, paper, scissors.
All right, so reaping strike then. Did you roll it?
Scissors. Scissors obviously means reaping strike. Rock means comeback strike. Paper would mean unstoppable.
Okay. All right, no, I get it now.
29 to hit.
That'll hit.
Awesome, possum. Let's cut this turkey. Okay, so one weapon plus strength equals 12 points of damage.
Okay. You basically he tries to take a swing at you. You block it with your axe, and then you just turn around and leap up into the air and just cut his double wolf head thing right down the middle.
Hi, Kiba! And it goes all slow motion at the hit where it goes.
Yep, you like drop back down. He drops to one knee.
I turn away and the camera pans in as he explodes.
Pretty much.
Ew, God bits.
Except right before he explodes, he says, okay, now I'm angry.
Oh, crap.
And then explodes.
Told ya. Now he's going to turn into his second form and we have to hit him in the face with the green coconuts while dodging the red fireballs.
You have no idea how correct you are. Okay.
Saw that coming.
What? So, the thing that shatters the sky explodes in a brilliant light, which knocks all you guys back.
Oosh.
That seems like a good place for you guys to land. Just actually get you in squares.
Boosh. Are we unconscious?
No.
You're just booshed.
As he reconstitutes himself into a giant
Slore. Many Shugs and Zools will know what it's like to be roasted in the belly of the Slore today.
He reconstitutes as an enormous, very, very lupine skull with these two horns coming out of it and all of these glowing energy snake-like tendrils around it as though it were his hair. He seems upset at y'all.
A little bit.
As this happens, you're all thrown back. If you were unconscious or anything like that, all status effects go away. Yes, right as you saved, I know. This is clearly something horrendous that's about to happen. You don't know if he was holding back or if he needed to be
cleaved in half
in order for this to happen or what. However, upon this once in a lifetime moment, you guys can manage to steel yourselves and treat these few seconds before he falls upon you again as a short rest. Thus regaining your encounter powers and hitting a mile. You don't hit a milestone. But in this next thing is going to be like a new encounter.
So we don't gain back our daily powers, just our encounter powers.
Correct. But
and we lose any temporary HPs.
Any temporary hit points.
And we can.
And you said we do get an action point back?
Don't get an action point back, but if you had an action point, this is going to be a new encounter. All
right.
All things that end at the end of the encounter go away, so probably all pets except for the dog and the snake head thing go away, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I think we will end that episode here. Wow. Not quite at the conclusion that you were hoping this week,
but
one that you will have to come back next week to find out how it turns out. Thank you so much for listening. Questions, comments, whatever, podcast@majorspoilers.com. And we'll be back next week.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.